against Wisconsin in the 3-3 tie here in Madison last January. Had a helper in that series as well. Oh, and one of the Badgers planted with a shoulder to the ice. That was Christian Fitzgerald, and the puck taken away by Jake Southgate. Top returning scorer for Lindenwood, Southgate, left winger number 21. Out of the point now, the defenseman is Sean Ramsey. Ramsey heaves it to the corner. Dexheimer ties up Evans. That freed the puck for Palatichuk. And now Dexheimer feathers a pass through traffic to Fitzgerald. Turns on a different gear across the line, mishandled the puck. Batted back to the Lindenwood blue line, and Evans out to center. Knocked off balance. Christoph Papp, and the Badgers rim it around to center ice and Finley. Four Lions back. Finley muffed the puck. And the Lions go to get it. Artem Borshov from Belarus played 118 games at Lake Superior State before transferring to Missouri, Lindenwood.
And I'm not up on the rules, but how soon before the COVID year is gone?
This is it.
This is it?
Yep. This is it. Here's Horbach now, 3-on-3 for the Badgers. Horbach rubbed off the puck by Borshov, but able to regain possession, gave it right back to Borshov, who backhands it to neutral ice. 12:20 to go here in the second. 3-1 Lindenwood. Two goals in the first period by Jaden Mercier and then Alex Lundman at 2:07 on a deflection. Here's Hensler now, red line. He'll scoop it deep for Wisconsin to our right. Prouty after it. Dick on the forecheck. Prouty steps around the net and gets some space and skates up near the benches far side.
He's got some wheels.
Yeah. Morrissey met him. Prouty dumped it in. Scarfoni out of his net. Rimmed it around the other way. Prouty able to hold the zone, but the Badgers take it away. Long lead feed. Kukkonen with it. 2-on-1. Kukkonen with Mosley. Here he is. Kukkonen right side. His shot denied by Bartoszkiewicz. Thought Kukkonen was going to pass to Mosley coming down the left wing. Instead, Kukkonen elected to shoot. And yeah, a big save by Bartoszkiewicz.
The defenseman from Lindenwood did the right thing. He laid down, took away that passing lane.
Here's Mosley now, sweeps it around to the half boards right, and Kerr walks down to the corner. Anthony Kerr behind the net, darts around the defenseman Mortensen, looking back, side feet in front off the stick of Morrissey. Little backhand shot by Morrissey, and he pushed it wide. Mosley and Morrissey both in front of the net. Gagnon the other way. 2-on-2. He'll scoop it into the corner. 11:12 to go in the second period. 3-1 Lindenwood. And the Badgers' season and home opener. Mosley at center. Pushed it far side by the Badger bench. Morrissey reached it. Poked it deep. Badgers get a change.
You notice on the when the Badgers did have some domination in the offensive zone, Lindenwood shows no sign of panic.
Botterill with a puck. Met by the defenseman Sean Ramsey. The freshman pushed him aside. Bouncing puck out to center, and Jack Phelan's got it now. Phelan, Detroit Red Wings fifth-round pick a couple of years ago, captain in Sioux Falls of the USHL last season. Badgers have the puck. Laskowski to the point, Dexheimer. Rister in front, got through, knee save made by Bartoszkiewicz. Botterill rims it around far side. Dexheimer got there, kept it alive. Long range shot by Mellenbacher on goal and glove by Bartoszkiewicz. And he hangs on. 20 shots on goal for the Badgers, but they've beaten Bartoszkiewicz just once. 3-1 Lions, 10:21 to go in the second.
Interesting now. You watch both of the teams have kind of slowed down their intensity factor. Might be the fact that it was so physical in the first period. Might be the fact that this is the first game, real game that they're playing. But I'll bet the shifts get real short soon.
Face off in the Lindenwood zone. Finley getting physical far side with Evans. Puck lifted to the blue line. Palatichuk can't hold. He's immediately pressured. It's knifed free by Fitzgerald. Back skating Tassi to gain possession. Up to Hensler, and he'll dump it down in. Lindenwood's goaltender, Bartoszkiewicz, with it. And he'll rim it around to the far side. Evans tried to whack it out. Palatichuk got in the way. It bounces out to center and gathered in by Hensler. Walks across the line, tried to split a couple of Lions. Lost the handle. Puck taken away by Southgate. Upended by Wisconsin's Tassi. No penalty. And Wisconsin back in its own zone to play. Angle a pass ahead to Finley. Now Fitzgerald cuts left across the line. Comes to the right. Got spun around by the defenseman stick Borshov. No penalty. Finley trying to support his teammate in the near corner of the Lindenwood zone. 9.5 minutes left in the second. 3-1 Lions. Puck slides free. Taken by Lindenwood. Papp with it now. Pitched a backhander ahead to Vockler. Cross the line and shoots one through the top of the crease.
Too many men.
Goes far side. No penalty called, though, on Lindenwood. Six skaters out there. Now Kerr just got tripped up behind the net by Vockler. No penalty. Wisconsin's Finley now has it, and he elects to turn and flip it out to center. Prouty sweeps it ahead. Kerr slows the progress of Raisler. Raisler gives him a shove. Lindmark battling. Puck sauced out to center. Anderson goes to get it. Now to Vockler. Fling Flom bomber for 3 years in the Saskatchewan Junior League at 73 points in 53 games a year ago did Vockler, V-O-C-K-L-E-R. Lead feed up to Dick. Puck came off his stick. He got spun around. Could have been interference. No penalty. Now Lindmark can't catch an errant pass in the Lindenwood zone. Flying down Mosley now. He got a hit hard by Gagnon right into the linesman as well. That was Samuel Schakowsky who got knocked off balance. Yakimchuk. That man's now. It's Alex Lundman. Lundman flings one wide of the Badgers' cage. He's behind the net now. Kukkonen got a piece of him. Morrissey freed the puck. He can skate. And here he comes. Morrissey will poke it to the corner. In on the forecheck is defenseman Daniel Lodge. And he couldn't get there in time, and Lindenwood takes the puck away. 7:45 to go in the period. Vockler off balance. Shot shooting backside right. Kick save made by Scarfoni. Now Botterill. Morrissey has passed too far in front of Dexheimer to the stick of the defenseman Yakish. And he'll dump it in.
Bucky needs a change.
3-1, Lindenwood steal. Look out, Scarfoni back in between the pipes, stopping that quick shot right side. Another stuff by Scarfoni in tight on Zilke's bid. Oh, Yakish, that is, from the left wing, fired one after Scarfoni turned it over from behind his own net. He had to scramble back in to keep this a 3-1 deficit.
Yeah, he hasn't controlled his rebounds very well either.
And he was really good in Omaha with the shots he faced. Yeah, Scarfoni stopped all seven shots he faced in that exhibition game last Saturday. Two-time first-team all-conference goaltender in Atlantic Hockey for RIT. Centering pass, a wraparound attempt by Christoph Papp, and Scarfoni locates and covers. There's 6:48 to go in the second period, and the Lindenwood Lions lead ninth-ranked Wisconsin 3-1. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We carry a great selection of automotive accessories and maintenance products from the most trusted brands to help keep your vehicle on the road. Stay-Built Fuel Stabilizer keeps your fuel fresh in storage for up to 24 months, and it works with all gasoline blends. Pick up Stay-Built Fuel Stabilizer on sale now through October 13th. View our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Check out all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Lindenwood leads Wisconsin 3-1. Shots on goal 20-14 in favor of Wisconsin. 7-7, though, here in this second period. And the Lions have scored the lone goal. Alex Lundman at 2:07 extended Lindenwood's lead.
Bucky hasn't had a barrage in a while. They've had the every so often type shot, but nothing in tight where there was rebounds or
steal. Mellenbacher on the rush, 3-on-2, mishandled, came to Dexheimer, and he whistles one wide, and it goes off maybe the sliding Southgate. May
I'm
have gotten
sure
a piece of that, and then went up over the glass and into the protective netting. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers.
At my age, in order for me to call the play like that, of who shot it and where it disaffected, they better do everything in slow motion for me. Because I had no idea. Once it left his stick, I had no idea. There was just a sea of black jerseys, and puck is black. I had no idea.
Face off to the right of Bartuszkiewicz. Lindmark's out there. Dick and Horbach. Lindmark taking the draw against Christoph Papp. Former Michigan State Spartan. He played there from 2020 to 2022. 16 points in 59 games. He had 45 points in 72 games at Northern Michigan the last 2 years. Fifth year, third team for Christoph Papp.
Puck, yep.
Puck played into the Wisconsin zone. Daniel Lotch, nice move. Veering to his left. Outlets to Dick. Ahead to Lindmark. Can't get past the hip check of Anderson, but Dick retrieves the puck and feeds Lindmark. Low right shot. Stopped by Bartuszkiewicz. Out to the point, Hensler. He shoots one low. Off the pad of Bartuszkiewicz. Rebound there for Horbach, and he threw it right back on top of his right leg. And then Horbach and Prouty were going at it. You can tell the fans were not too pleased about it. And yeah, Lindmark, too.
Right in front, Tyson Dick got tackled from behind. And to be honest with you, he got hogtied right in front. But he's the type of kid who just gets up and goes off and does the change. Yeah. If you take a real quick look at this replay, you'll see that he's standing there once the puck goes in or into the netting area, and then he just gets ramrodded from behind. Oh, well.
Yeah, we were looking at the video replay here on our monitor, and then it cut back to live action. Face off to the left of Bartuszkiewicz. Morrissey to take the draw. Mosley and Kukkonen remain with him. Kerr rises a shot. Blocker side off the glass behind the net. And then it's rimmed around to the near side. Kerr able to hold. Mosley got knocked down in front of the net. Morrissey with it low left now. Morrissey behind the net. Peels back on his backhand. A little left-hander out to the point. Scholes. Slow moving pass dot blue line to Kerr. He lobs it off the glass behind the net. Morrissey down deep. Kerr pinching in, trying to hold the zone. Puck is loose. Badgers have it. Kukin it out high right. Cuts. Finds a shooting lane.
Good
but
play.
Then shot it off the defenseman, Yakimchuk. And then the Badgers rim it around and all the way out. Look out, a two-on-one for Lindenwood. Here's Gagnon now looking, and he shoots one. Block shot by Phelan. Freshman defenseman got in the way. Oh, he was on a two-on-one rush with Kuzma instead of passing. Gagnon shot it, and it was blocked by Phelan. Kukkonen dumps it in, got knocked down, and here comes Lindenwood exiting its own zone. On the attack, Hittman. His shot stopped by Scarfoni and paddled to the corner. Phelan rims it around Fitzgerald. Takes a look, finds Dexheimer joining the rush. Finley back to Dexheimer. Bounces in the slot, trying to get a shot off, not much on it. Retrieves the puck behind the net. Fitzgerald was open. Finley is. His shot blocked back to Finley. Out to the point he goes, and Hensler walks in. Cuts to his right. Got knocked off balance. Good play by Ethan Zielke. Hensler back up on his skates. Won the puck free. Finley goal line right. On his backhand. Takes it low left. To the dot, to the point in Dexheimer. Badgers down 3-1, 4:25 left in the second. Fitzgerald now turns and fires it around the boards, out of the reach of Finley. Hensler can't hold the zone. Wisconsin in the midst of a bit of a change. Palatichuk is out there right now. And Hensler meets a man at the Lindenwood bench, and the puck slides back Wisconsin's way. 4:05 to go in the second. Badgers need a pair to tie. Simon Tassie dumps it in far corner. Palatichuk on the pursuit. Prouty goes down. Puck flies up over the glass and into the crowd with 3:54 remaining in period number two. Well, hello to Joe and Liz and Jay down in the Waukesha area listening on 97.3 The Game. Glad you could tune in tonight for the Badgers season opener. Wisconsin down 3-1, though. 3:54 to go here in the period. Boy, Lindenwood has just been tenacious tonight.
Dominant, tenacious. It's like any battle that they lose, they come back and win two after it.
Yeah.
It's, tell you, if you can get your team to play like that, regardless of talent level, you're going to win some games.
Lindenwood plays it to center. Prouty will shove it down deep, and Cody Laskowski now has it. Laskowski, first team all-conference in Atlantic Hockey last year with RIT, had 41 points, 14 goals. Here's Botterill, freshman, tied up near the benches. Puck slides to the center circle and Papp. He'll pitch it past a pair of Badgers and give chase. But Lotch there first, reverses to Kerr. Outlet near side, Mellenbacher, hands off Laskowski. Laskowski comes across the line 2-on-2. cuts to his left, gave the puck to Botterill, puck back below the goal line. Laskowski takes a high hit from the defenseman, Huell.
They could care less where the puck is.
Yeah,
after you've made the pass, you're eligible to get hit. I'm going to hit you.
Yeah. And they threw it out to center. Now the Badgers pride themselves on getting their bumps, playing physical hockey. Steal. Mosley shoots one. Ooh. Oh, it went off the left shoulder of Bartoszkiewicz. Out high, Palatichuk looking. Well, fresh off the bench. Here's Morrissey. Darts around one man. Steps in. Backhand shot. Oh, it went off someone and up. Where is it? It's underneath Bartoszkiewicz.
Yep.
Whistle blows once or twice. Oh, Gavin Morrissey right off the bench. Undressed one of the Lions on the left wing and put it on his backhand, trying to get the goalie down. He did, but Bartoszkiewicz made the stop and then just sat on the puck to get the whistle.
Yeah, but if you look at the replay at the end of it, there were three Badger white jerseys in front of the net and four big black jerseys right in front of the net also.
3-1 Lindenwood. Lions led 2-1 after one. Jaden Mercier scored both goals for Lindenwood in that opening period. Gavin Morrissey credited with his first collegiate goal in that first. And then Alex Lundman scored early second period to give Lindenwood that two-goal advantage. Face off in the Lions zone. Finally one free by Mosley. Ryland Mosley. Puck rolls free. Morrissey tried to fire it to the point. Didn't get anything on that pass, and Lindenwood took it away. Kuzma placed it past Kukkonen. Across the line they come. It's Mortensen now. Beg your pardon. That was Alex Lundman who mishandled the puck. Badgers have it back. And then the Lions took it away. Now Dexheimer tries to win it back for his teammate Palatichuk, and then he took a hit up near the chin by Kuzma, nothing called. Then a steal by Gagnon, battling back. Palatichuk knocks him down from behind, takes the puck away, and then Lundman throws Dexheimer into the end boards, and a penalty coming up on Lindenwood. Getting a little too physical, the Lions are. They are hitting anything in white and red tonight. Badgers just ice the puck. Nope. Went the length of the ice. The goaltender stops it. And a whistle and a power play coming up for Wisconsin, needing two goals to tie. They'll send Alex Lundman to the box for boarding at 18-12. A Kunis power play for the Badgers, and they need one here soon.
Yeah, they need a breath of fresh air. They really do. They're frustrated. They're starting to show their frustration. Every time that they get a close play, like the last one that they made, they have nothing to show for it, and that starts to wear on you.
Tassie, Fitzgerald, Finley, Mosley, and Dexheimer on the power play. Dexheimer's got it. Right wing, Finley. Backpedaling towards the goal line. Back out to the point, Dexheimer. Swings it left side, Fitzgerald. Tassie in the bumper position. Mosley down in front of the goaltender. Now they change places. Shot by Fitzgerald. Put in front by Tassie. Intended for Mosley. He swung and missed. He fanned at the bid inside the hash marks. Fitzgerald out to the point. Dexheimer working right. Rising shot blocked away. Fitzgerald's got it now. Trying to find Mosley's stick. Instead, it goes to the stick of Zielke, and he'll send it down.
Those are the times when you just want to stick a fork in it because it's bouncing around.
And yep.
Let's get it done.
Here's Morrissey now for the Badgers at the center circle. He'll dump it in. One of the penalty killers for Lindenwood lost his stick. That was Pat, but he retrieves. Under a minute to go in the period. 3-1 Lions. Puck played out to the point. It's Hensler. Hensler backpedaling near the Big Ten logo. Stops and finds Morrissey now. Morrissey, right circle. Back to Hensler. Back to Morrissey. Looking cross ice. Backhands back to the point. Hensler. His shot. Where is it? It's down in front of the goaltender, Bartoszkiewicz, who covers.
Yeah, I don't think it originally made it all the way to the net.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter being is that when it did, it it just kind of dropped down right in front of them. And there was a wall wall of black jerseys that weren't going to allow anything in the white jersey anywhere close.
Three Lindenwood Lions right there to clean up any mess that may be there. Badgers win the faceoff. 30 seconds to go in the period. Hensler left wing. Lock. It's Tyson Dick looking and try to pass it towards the slot behind Botterill. Now it's Morrissey. One time shot off a stick of a defender, and it bounces just wide near side post. Run down by the Lions, who clear it down. 15 seconds to go in the period. Badgers down 3-1 on a power play. 1-for-3 so far tonight. Hensler 9 seconds across the line. Two Lions on him. Drop pass Kukkonen, right wing. 5 seconds. Kukkonen still with the puck. Wanted to go cross ice. Turnaround shot by Dick. It's loose. Still loose. Lindenwood picks it up, and that's it. The horn sounds.
Ouch.
12 seconds left on the Badgers power play. Lindenwood scores the lone goal of the second period, and the Lions surprising the ninth-ranked Badgers here in Madison. It's 3-1. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Lindenwood 3, Wisconsin 1. Second intermission in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, shots on goal in that second period, favor of Wisconsin 14-8 for the game, 27-15. But the shots on goal aren't the important stat. It's the goals scored, and Lindenwood's got 3 to Wisconsin's 1. Jaden Mercier scored twice in the first period, sandwiched around Wisconsin's Gavin Morrissey's first collegiate goal. And then Alex Lundman deflects in a puck that was in midair after a save by Scarfoni. Lundman, his first goal of the season. The former Bemidji State Beaver scores at 2:07 with David Gagnon and Drew Kuzma getting the assists. And it's 3-1 Lindenwood. Tommy Scarfoni, 12 saves through two periods. Owen Bartoszkiewicz has 26 for the Lions, who are trying to earn the most significant win in their brief Division I history.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the fact of the matter being is that I think the quality of the shots has belonged to Lindenwood. The amount of shots that the Badgers have taken and not been able to get very much on a rebound or a chip in or a chip shot or whatever you want to call it. You just never seem to be able to get that secondary shot. And the team that's getting the secondary shot happens to be Lindenwood. And more importantly, I think Lindenwood has really denied the Badgers any type of second opportunity in front of the net. We saw replay after replay where there's three black jerseys standing right there challenging anybody in a Badger jersey to come anywhere close to the net and try and get a rebound. So that's a mentality that comes team-wide, that's for sure.
So the Badgers trail Lindenwood 3-1 after two periods of play. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet system on sale now at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed anywhere, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and even kids' playrooms. Dakota Closets can be installed with just a screwdriver and are available to take home today, giving you more time to organize. Design your dream setup using our 3D closet planner. You create closets in-store and at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics gold medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Back in Madison, the Badgers trail Lindenwood 3-1 second intermission. Elsewhere in college hockey, fourth-ranked Michigan State lost at home to second-ranked Boston College 3-0. Michigan a 4-1 win at Arizona State. Garrett Shifsky had a hat trick for the Wolverines. Minnesota plays Air Force tonight at 9:30 in the Icebreaker in Las Vegas. Cole Knubel, two goals. Notre Dame won at St. Lawrence 4-1. And Max Montez, the Heartland, Wisconsin native, game-tying goal with 51 seconds left. Ohio State settles for a 3-3 overtime tie at home against American International. Badgers trail 3-1. Again, 13 shots on goal in the first period, 14 in the second period. Mike Hastings talks about it a lot in practice. Follow your shot, net front presence and all that. But I tell you, Lindenwood, we talked in the first period about how they pressured the puck, what they've done in front of their net, and the Badgers' net has been pretty impressive here tonight.
Yeah, it has. And you know, you said follow your shot. You take the shot. Hopefully there's going to be a rebound, but there's this wall of black jerseys between you and the goaltender after you follow your shot. You're about to take a shoulder or a hip or a stick or something every time you do it. They're relatively intimidating because, as we mentioned in the pregame, this is a large college hockey team, and they play with an intensity factor. They take short shifts. He's rotating off, running all four lines through and three sets of defensemen, throwing that odd man defenseman in every so often when he was there. But each of them has a role, and I'll be honest with you, it's all about physicality on this team.
First year Division I head coach Bill McCults, former Michigan Wolverine, has Lindenwood leading the Badgers 3-1 in the second intermission. Back in a minute and a half, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, Visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin football team plays at Rutgers tomorrow, 11 o'clock kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame on the Badgers Sports Network. And the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opens a two-game series against third-ranked Minnesota Duluth tomorrow at 2 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Badgers need to rally. They're down 3-1 in their season opener against Lindenwood. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin at the Kohl Center. Badgers start the third period with 12 seconds of power play hockey, but they lose the faceoff. The puck is pitchforked down to the Wisconsin zone. And that'll do it for the Badgers. Fourth power play, 1-for-4 tonight. Lindenwood leads Wisconsin 3-1. Morrissey reaching for the puck in the offensive zone. Comes free to Mosley. His shot goes wide. Morrissey gathers it in behind the net. Morrissey with Mosley and Kukkonen right now. And Lindenwood takes the puck away. Tried to feather it out to center. Palatichuk can't reach it for the Badgers. It goes all the way down Wisconsin's way. No icing, and Dexheimer quickly in pursuit. Gagnon in his hip pocket. And then Dexheimer hits the brakes, falls down, but has possession and finds Palatichuk. 40 seconds into the third period, the Badgers trail Lindenwood 3-1. Series finale tomorrow, face-off at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30 on many of these same stations. Badgers unable to exit their zone. Good forecheck by Lindenwood. Boy, they get to the puck quick, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and when they get there, they go there with a purpose. That's the thing that amazes me.
Defenseman Ramsey's shot sticked aside before it got to the Badgers' net. Now off the wall, Evans backhands into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer turned it over behind the cage. That's Papp with it. Out to the point, Ramsey. The left-hander waddles the blue line. Shoots one low, missed the net. Off the end boards, a chance for Papp, and he shot it off the side of the cage. Badgers have been in their own, yeah, they've been in their own zone since the period began. They can't get out. Somebody unlocked the door. Here's Findlay now for the Badgers. 1-4 or 1-2-2 forecheck in the neutral zone. Oh, Findlay setting up Tassi backside. Can't put it home. Fitzgerald holds the zone. Weak pass along the right wing wall, taken away by Lindenwood. And then working around the defender, here comes Ty Hipkin, the freshman from High River, Alberta. Borshoff shoved off the puck by Tassi. Stays on his skates, digs it free. Tassi whacked it off the back of his stick. Borshoff stays alive and throws it towards the near corner. In pursuit is Wisconsin's Hensler, and Findlay able to get enough of it out to neutral ice. Quinn Findlay's been held pretty quiet here tonight. No shots on goal. Tassi Fitzgerald, partial break for Mercier. Got hooked from behind by Lotch. They're going to call Lotch for a hooking. Mercier had a chance to score a hat trick on a partial breakaway, and Lotch slowed him down and hooked him. And so Lindenwood's going to go on a power play, leading 3-1, 2:20 into the third.
And this is when, you know, everybody says the worst lead in hockey is a two-goal lead. Well, if Lindenwood makes it three, it's the best lead in hockey.
Right.
If the Badgers kill this off, now we're back into another, let's just get a couple quick ones and see what happens.
Lindenwood scored on its lone power play back in the first period by Mercier. Wisconsin wins the draw in the defensive zone, and Horbach throws it ahead. Lindmark in pursuit on the penalty kill. Lindmark forcing a turnover behind the net, but he's double-teamed. Now triple-teamed, still battling for it, getting some support from Horbach. Eventually taken by Huell for Lindenwood.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I got a text.
Yeah.
H-O-U-L-E is a French name. The H is silent.
Oh, Huell.
Huell.
Well, according to the Lindenwood notes, it's Huell. H-U-L-E is how it's pronounced. But should I call him Huell? How would you say it?
Vrishan Huell.
Huell. Huell. Noah Huell. And Huell's got the puck. Huell off to his left, back to his right. Kind of dancing around a little bit. And Huell lost the puck. Palatichuk's got it. And he'll send it all the way down. Badgers doing a pretty good job on this penalty kill. A minute left in it. Laskowski out there with Lindmark right now. Lindmark took a quick breather. Laskowski will come off here in a moment, I would assume. Huell has the puck. And it's dumped in now by Jacob Vockler. To the left of Scarfoni in the near corner. Down to our right. Jammed free. Kerr's got it. He'll take the ice available to him. Gains the Badger line. And then we'll send it down in. 30 seconds to go in the power play for Lindenwood. Lions lead 3-1.
Badgers kind of borrowed a page from Lindenwood's book, I think. Very aggressive on the penalty kill, even in the offensive zone. It's really caused some confusion for Lindenwood.
Mercier carried into the offensive zone. At the point, Ramsey banks it off right wing Evans. Now Mercier back out to Ramsey. Darts off to his left and looks. Finds Evans, top of the right circle. His shot blocked by Wisconsin's Horbach. Ricocheted to Morrissey. He'll ice the puck. That'll do it for Lindenwood's power play. 1-for-2. Good job by the penalty kill.
Yep.
And so it's still a 3-1 deficit. Lotch out of the box. He skates across. And the Badgers back at full strength. Botterill in on the forecheck. Pressuring Prouty. Mellenbacher two. Bad pass taken away by Tyson Dick out near the blue line. He muffed the puck. Slides free. High slot. Mellenbacher refeeds Dick down the middle. He's on his backhand. Puts one in front off the right pad of Bartoszkiewicz.
And there's again is why you take your man in front of the net, because at that point in time, Ryan Botterill was wide open on that play. The defenseman just tied up everything. Hands, body, skates.
Anderson tried to roll it around and out. Botterill picks it up from behind. Skates left wing. Protects the puck with his back to the net. Drops off to Daniel Lotch. Down to the corner. Ran into Anderson. Stays on his skates. Loose puck. Lotz trying to make something happen. Dick is tied up. Mellenbacher there too. Poked along the near side wall and played out by Lindenwood. 14:40 left in the third. Badgers down 3-1. Tyson Dick just got knocked down, hit to the head. He's sliding on his belly and a whistle stopping play. The Badgers had a 2-on-1 and the whistle blew. Dick is now on all fours. He appears to be okay. Trainer Andy Rohde, the veteran trainer, comes out to talk with Tyson, who's up on his skates and appears to be okay.
Well, they blew it dead because of the safety of the Badger hockey player. Even though they had control of the puck. That's not the way I've seen it called before.
No, I've never seen it called that way before. They're going to drop the puck outside the Lindenwood blue line. The only thing that I assume is they blew
Maybe
it
Dick
dead because
offside.
It could have been offside. So Dick quickly attended to, but seems to be no worse for the wear.
Yeah, and coach is giving an earful to the referee, so hopefully the explanation was not my explanation, but yours, that it was an offside, not an injured player when you had control of the puck.
Phelan will dump it in and then took a hit from Raisler right by the Lindenwood bench. Badgers steal. Fitzgerald with Finley on the near side wall. Finley tied up. Bad pass. Goes off a skate. Here's a chance by Phelan. A block shot goes over the cage. Bartoszkiewicz fell down. Now finally back up on his skates. Long range blast by Dexheimer. Kicked out by the Lindenwood goaltender. Raisler tried to draw a penalty, nothing called. And then Wisconsin's Fitzgerald got spun around and knocked down and played out by Vockler now past Wisconsin's Dexheimer. He's got a hustle, and he does. Vockler whacks him across the wrists, and we play on. Badgers need two to tie, 13:50 to go in the third. Finley mishandles it center, taken away by Christoph Papp. Papp then blows a tire in the Wisconsin zone. Finley slow to react. Papp walking goal line. Tries to lift one short side, and Scarfoni covers after making a nice save. 3-1 game. Lindenwood, 13:40 to go in period number three. And a little pushing and shoving after the whistle.
Yeah, I was surprised because, Southgate is a big boy, 6 foot, 185 pounds, but he kind of manhandled Joe Palatichuk in front of the net, and I was like, eee. So Simon Tassie took offense to that and really gave a number, and Simon Tassie is limping off the ice.
Simon had an issue a couple of weeks ago and was unable to play in Omaha in the exhibition game, and now he's favoring the other leg. Here's a backhand shot. Got through traffic, and Scarfoni made the stop. Whistle quickly. Actually, the puck was free. I saw it, but the whistle blew, stopping play. Hey, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Paul Brown and Matt LePay have been champions of UW's initiative to end Alzheimer's. Aaron Sims, the Milwaukee Admirals' longtime broadcaster. Jeff Levering. Mike Heller, longtime radio and TV personality in Madison. Badgers steal the puck at center. Kukkonen's got it. Turns and looks left wing. Drops off Morrissey. Goal line left. Setting up! Wisconsin's Mosley scores! Oh, Morrissey! And the Badgers within one on Ryland Mosley's first goal as a Badger.
I thought that was going to be a golden opportunity right from the neutral zone on, but then they kind of flubbed it, and I was unsure what was going to happen because at that point in time, I looked at the Badgers, and Kukkonen got tied up with a guy, and everybody was like, what's going on? They got a 2-on-1 coming down here. That was a beautiful goal. Give all the credit in the world. Morrissey plays on emotion, and he deserved it.
So the Badgers, one of the newest Badgers, Ryland Mosley, picks up his first goal as a Wisconsin Badger.
On a plus note.
Yep.
Tyson Dick is back on the ice.
Good to hear. Yep, he's out there with Lindmark and Horbach. Mosley, 18 goals, first team All-CCHA a year ago at Michigan Tech. Had a really nice career there, 36 goals, 79 points in 123 games. And then transferred here to be a Badger.
Stay.
Look out. Two-on-one diving block by Scholes on a centering pass intended for Zielke.
Yeah, his partner, Anthony Kerr, was halfway up the ice already on what is going to be a breakaway.
Horbach finds Dick, who flings a wild pass through center ice. No one there. Lindenwood will send it back into the Wisconsin zone. 3-2 game. Ryland Mosley scores at 6:42 from Morrissey and Kukkonen. Quite a night for Gavin Morrissey. His collegiate debut, a goal and an assist. Daniel Lodge from the left wing shoots one through the low slot. Hensler held his own for a moment. It's played over by the Lindenwood zone. Digging it free is Morrissey. 12 minutes left in the third. Badgers, who came from behind to win nine times a year ago, trying to do it in their season opener here tonight. Hensler had his head down, puck between his legs, and somehow no look to pass to Kukkonen right to his tape. Behind the net, Mosley tying up the defenseman. In on the forecheck now is Wisconsin's Liskoski. Took a stick up near the neck. We play on. And then once, twice, he's getting whacked across the forearms. Thought NCAA hockey was supposed to get away from that. Bad pass at center. Palatichuk, fortunate that it came right back his way. He's got the puck at the blue line. Faked right, went back left, got tripped down, and a penalty coming up on Lindenwood here in a moment.
Score the goal now, boys.
Palatichuk with it. Mellenbacher setting up on a really shot stopped by Bartoszkiewicz, and whistle stops play. Wisconsin will get a Kunitz power play and a chance to tie with 11:16 to go here in the third.
Well, it was, what would they call that? A no-brainer penalty. He actually lost his stick, stuck his arm out, and still Palatichuk goes down and gets back up and remains in control of the puck. Good play by Joe Palatichuk. Not a good play by the young man who made his way into the penalty box. 2 minutes for tripping.
John Evans, junior from South Surrey, British Columbia, RPI transfer. Badgers have the power play, looking to tie. Fitzgerald shot blocked by Prouty. Ricochet to the near corner. Tassie out there again after dealing with a lower left leg injury, it appeared. Pass left circle, Mosley. Blind backhand pass that got all the way through the right wing, and Finley steps to the dot, and he whistles one over the outstretched glove of Bartoszkiewicz off the corner glass and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Here's the Badgers again. Mosley across the line. He's got a little room. Pitches a backhand pass far side. Fitzgerald settles the puck down and spins away from trouble. Straight away now, Dexheimer. Left wing, it's Finley. Walks to the circle. Now Tassie, goal line left. Throws a hard pass out to Dexheimer. Nice catch. Finley, left wing. Looking, shooting. Block shot. Ricochet to Fitzgerald. Back out to the point, Dexheimer. 1:12 to go on the power play. Long range shot blocked down. Fitzgerald picks it up, still in the offensive zone. Badgers down 3-2, nearing the midway point of the third. Finley steps in. Topol shot. That's blocked by Yakachuk. Now it's Fitzgerald with it. Possesses. Dexheimer, left wing. Finley again comes in, shoots one. Tried to go glove side high and just missed. Fitzgerald again, right wing. Badgers getting chances. Dexheimer off balance shot. Blocked by Yakachuk. Here's Finley now with it. Playing catch with Mosley in the left ring. Finley with it. 40 seconds to go on the power play. Dexheimer back top of the left circle. Finley backside pass. Bounces free. Mosley shot. Kicked out by Bartoszkiewicz. Fortunate bounce for Mosley. He caught it with his left hand, dropped it to the ice, and his tight shot from about 5 feet out. Pad save made by Bartoszkiewicz.
Well, they were out there for a minute and a half, and a minute and 25 of that was in the offensive zone.
Here's Hensler on the attack. Tried to walk the defenseman, but Prouty knocked him down. Took the puck, can't clear. Dick's got it down the half boards left. Walking in, Kukkonen tried to carry it to the net. Stood up by the defenseman, Anderson.
Then
Prouty knocked down by the freshman, Ryan Botterill.
Yeah, and he's going to get a penalty for hooking.
Yep, that'll do it for the Badgers' fifth power play. They're 1-for-5, and Botterill will take a seat with 9:24 to go in the third. Wisconsin trailing 3-2.
Well, we might be wrong. I think it was Kukkonen who ended up in hooking. Botterill was the man we're standing in front. Ouch. That was a great power play. There was a lot of good offensive opportunity. Give credit to Lindenwood. They stilled their ground, got the rebounds when they wanted to get the rebounds or had to get the rebounds. But more importantly, their goaltender was very good.
9:24 to go in the third. Timeout on the ice. Wisconsin trailing Lindenwood 3-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing.
At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Home or on the road, you can listen to every Badger men's hockey game on the Varsity Network app. You can also listen to Wisconsin basketball, football, and volleyball games and hundreds of other college events across the country. The Varsity Network app, download it today. It's free. Badgers down 3-2, 4-on-4 hockey for the next few seconds. Then Lindenwood will get a power play. There's under 10 minutes to play in the third period here in Madison. Wisconsin wins the faceoff on the penalty kill. Horbach playing catch with Lotch. Lotch pressured. He moved it up the far wall to Lindmark. Now he'll chase it down to Kerr. Finds Lotch open. And now he'll send it up off the body of Horbach. Lindenwood at full strength and on a power play for 140. John Evans to center ice. Comes across the line left wing. Cuts to the slot. Is shot blocked by Kerr. And then off the wall, Lotch tried to clear it. He cleared it off the body of Lindenwood's Mercier. Went high into the air to center. Horbach trying to get around Mercier. Got knocked down. Puck far side. Here comes Raisler now with it. He's slowed by Kerr in the corner. Kerr ties him up. Lindmark poked the puck back below the goal line right to Jack Horbach, who takes his time and goes up off the high glass and all the way down. 1:10 to go in Lindenwood's power play. Lions lead 3-2, 8.5 minutes left in the third. Sean Ramsey, former Madison Capital, and Philadelphia Rebel. Rebels coach Justin Hale, Stoughton, Wisconsin native. Down low right, ninth passing play, but Kuzma on one knee couldn't finish inside. Now Gagnon out to Papp. Walks towards the dot. Right corner, Gagnon back out to Uhl. Far side at Southgate, low left, set up in front. Kuzma knocked down by Scholes. Boy, Kuzma just keeps going from right side to left side of the goaltender. They really do a nice job.
And tries
below
never
the
to
goal
get tied
line.
Up.
Yeah. And now Southgate stumbles a bit. Out to the point, Papp. Wild pass through the high slot. Morrissey will run it down for the Badgers. And a lead feed. Oh. And he had Laskowski with a potential break shorthanded, but he couldn't handle the puck. Got it caught up in his stick and skates.
Right idea.
5 seconds to go on the penalty kill. Badgers down one. And Lindmark just had the puck stolen away. Prouty mishandles. Out of the box. Kukkonen falls down. Lindmark tries to lift Prouty's stick for a breakaway. Could not do so. But the Badgers back at full strength. And now a delayed offside. Washed out. Badgers have the puck. 7:12 to go in the third. Wisconsin's outshot Lindenwood 33-17. But trails 3-2. Goals for freshman Gavin Morrissey and Michigan Tech transfer Rylan Mosley. Here's Ben Dexheimer at center and Fitzgerald. Center circle. Try to split two Lions unsuccessfully, and Lindenwood's got the puck, and they'll just flip it out to open ice. Lindenwood leading 3-2. This would be the most significant win for this club, for certain.
Yeah, different temperament.
Yeah.
Then we saw when Zombo was the coach, played more of a pro style. This time, they're just playing aggressive, but they can all seem to skate pretty well.
Yeah. Cross-ice pass went off a stick and out of play. Lindenwood's never beaten a Big Ten team, and last season went 0-6-2 against the Big Ten, outscored 49-13 in those eight games. The Lions did earn a tie at Ohio State and earned a tie here in Madison against Wisconsin. Face off at center, Fitzgerald, Tassie, Finley. Puck played back into the Wisconsin zone, and Hensler has to go get it. Logan Hensler, National Team Development Program a year ago, 32 points in 61 games. He'll be 18 years old on Monday, and he skates through the Lions' defense. Right wing Fitzgerald tried to backhand one towards the net. Tassie slow to get there and cleared out by Lindenwood. And Hensler's got the puck on his stick again. Rifles a pass ahead. Finley didn't see it coming. Now he's got it. Takes a whack. Still has the puck. Able to dump it to the right corner, but not much of a forecheck by anybody right now.
Nope.
And it's played back out to center ice. A lot of chuck. Tassie catches it center. Tried to dump it in. Second effort. Gets it done. Now the change. Finley just knocked down Gagnon. No penalty. 5:44 to go in the third. Badgers trail 3-2. Mosley's back out with Morrissey and Kukkonen. This has been an effective line for the Badgers. Both goals scored by this line tonight. Can they get another? Mosley across the line. Protects the puck. Hands off Dexheimer. Took a hook. Stick handle through traffic. What a move. And a stop made by Bartoszkiewicz. And he covers.
Great shot. But there was no rebound. And I will give all the credit in the world to 9 and 12 because they were right on the doorstep waiting for any type of a rebound or any type of a tip in that they could get. Dexheimer, great move. But look at that. 12-9, just yep. Right on top of people.
Kukkonen may have gotten a piece of that. It went off of Bartoszkiewicz's pad, and then he quickly covered. Mike Hastings changes his forward line. Lindmark is out with Horbach and Botterill. Botterill, 29 goals in the USHL for Youngstown last season. Worked off to the left wing and shot one through the crease. Down the wall comes Dexheimer. He mishandled the puck, but Botterill there, able to jam it free. Lost possession out to center, but chased it down. Wisconsin will try again. Oh, Horbach just got smoked on the near side by Ramsey. Face first into the glass. No penalty. Botterill in on the forecheck. 5 minutes to go, third period here at the Kohl Center. Badgers need one to tie. Loose puck comes to Palatichuk. It's free in the slot. Lindmark trying to track it down. Out to Dexheimer. Tees one up. Love save made by Bartoszkiewicz.
Yeah.
And no rebound to be had.
Yeah, he was right out on top of the crease. He knew where the puck was. He went out and cut off the angle. Quick little glove save. Piece of cake for him.
4:53 to go in the third. Wisconsin trailing 3-2, 35-17. Shots on goal in favor of the Wisconsin Badgers. I'm wondering if Mike Hastings might shorten his bench. Mosley, Kukkonen, and Morrissey come back out.
Yeah, he could shorten it, and especially if Simon Tassie's not at full strength.
Morrissey wins the faceoff. Kerr to Scholes. Pressured a bit, and elects to throw it into the left corner. Mosley walled off by Prouty. Kukkonen tried to center, got knocked off his stick, and Lindenwood potential 3-on-2. Good stick by Kerr, but it's worked free. Here's a chance. Mercier for the hat trick. Oh. Kicked out by Scarfoni and almost kicked in by Scholes.
I was about to say.
But the Badgers have the puck, and then Morrissey fans on a lead feed, and it's thrown back into the Wisconsin zone. Kerr has got it. Biggest save of the night for Scarfoni. Still down one. Badgers with the puck across the line. Give and go. Kukkonen with Morrissey. Morrissey runs it down behind the net. Had it knocked off his stick from behind by Southgate. And he'll clank it off the glass and over Daniel Lodge and out to center. And then Hensler can't locate, but Mosley can. Ryland Mosley scored here in the third to give this crowd some life, to give the Badgers some life. Lodge, here he comes on the attack and throws one behind the intended receiver, Laskowski, out in front of the net. Loose in the slot. Lodge has it. Right wing pass to Dick. Didn't get through. Intercepted by Southgate. Lifted up into the air by to Papp. And then Lodge took it away, and then Mellenbacher stood up by Prouty at the blue line as it appeared the Badgers might get a 2-on-1 and then sent back to center.
I think there was some confusion on the Lindenwood bench as to who's going where.
3:32 to go in the third, 3-2 Lions. Gagnon with a head of steam across the line. On him is Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Backside left, a chance for the defenseman. Oh. He scores! Artem Borshov from the left wing whistled one over the glove hand of Scarfoni. Lindenwood with a 4-2 lead, 3:23 left in the third. And there is about two dozen Lindenwood fans behind their bench standing and applauding right now for their Lions.
And rightfully so. That was a beautiful hockey play, first off, and number two, I guess the best. I never thought that a defenseman was going to beat Scarfoni top shelf near side. Beautiful goal, well set up. I think the Badgers were playing it right defensively, and the guy who you would least think would be involved with the play was their number two, Borshov, who is not a prolific goal scorer by any stretch of the imagination.
Only the fourth goal of his collegiate career. He's played in his 119th game. Badgers have emptied their net for an extra attacker. There's 3:10 to go, and now Wisconsin needs two to tie. Mike Hastings became the first coach in the modern era of Wisconsin hockey to win his debut as a head coach. He'd become the first to win his first two season openers, but the way it looks right now, ain't going to happen. Badgers need a pair. Tassie's out there. So is Laskowski, Finley, Scholes, and Lotch. Extra attacker. And a turnover, and Evans whacks it back towards the Wisconsin zone. No icing, though.
Went off a Latch's stick.
Here's Hensler with it. 2.5 minutes left. Logan Hensler set up the Badgers' first goal tonight, and he ran into traffic and turned it over at center. Foot race now, Laskowski. And he beats Ty Hipkin to the puck. And here's Cody Laskowski. Laskowski, 32 goals, 84 points in his RIT career, got upended as he came across the line. Tassie able to keep it alive in the offensive zone. Fitzgerald then skates into traffic and turned it over. Tassie throws his shoulder into the defenseman Anderson. Mosley down the near side wall with Finley. Fitzgerald looking for it. Tassie reaches, can't get it. Picked up by Lindenwood and thrown all the way down the ice, but that'll be icing on the Lions. 1:57 to go.